Well, we got pretty dark consumer confidence numbers at the top of the hour from the University of Michigan for November. Those preliminary numbers falling to their lowest in a decade. There's one important reason why. It is inflation. We've been talking to a lot of CEOs recently, and there is one common thread. They're raising prices.
We feel really, really good how we've been able to deal and mitigate inflation, not only in this quarter, but in all the previous quarters. Now, obviously, how you deal with that is a combination of you still double down on all the other cost levers you have, which, of course, in an inflation environment is tough. And on top of that, we have significant pricing progress. You know, we started that journey already last year, which is a combination of less promotional pressure, list price increases throughout the world. So I would say the combination of strong pricing coupled with aggressive cost takeout allowed us to completely mitigate these massive inflation challenges.
We did announce list pricing, you know, in the summer, effective October 25th on Rao's 6% list price increase. That will take in effect, that will actually impact the P&L by the end of Q4. Also, as we discussed today, took pricing in some other categories announced a few weeks ago, and that'll take effect in Q1 of next year. So we've taken pricing now to combat inflation on about 65% of our portfolio. And as we discussed today, that will cover about 100% of the year-on-year inflation in 2022.
The price is going to go into effect as of January 1st. So I think as Q1 plays out, they will see. But quite honestly, we have been somewhat implementing already some pricing. We have been fine-tuning our promotional strategies, etc. I think for consumers, though, it is important to notice that as a company, we are very thoughtful as we pass price. This is really inflationary pressures that we face across the whole supply chain. And, you know, in the end, we believe that supporting a brand, making sure the quality is there and having the right price is absolutely the right strategy for us.
The holiday season is going to be gangbusters if the last three holiday weekends are any indication. Mm-hmm. I actually had somebody call me and say, can you help us get into one of your ski resorts for New Year's week? Mm-hmm. I said, perhaps, but rates are 100% higher.
100% higher.
100% higher. There is massive pent-up demand for leisure travel.
I mean, at the same time, if rates are 100% higher than last year, I mean, obviously they would have cut rates to very, very low last year to try and get people in there, right? I mean, right? Ryan Sazi? I don't know.
Whatever,
it's all relative, I guess.
Whatever Marriott's charging for that room we were in, it's the penthouse in the New York Times Square location. They can just inflate the price by 200%. It's still going to sell out, and is it a hell of a room? But Julie, no, prices are going up. I talked to Tapestry CEO Joanne Crevisarant yesterday after their earnings report. They're the owner of Kate Spade, Coach, and Stuart Weitzman. They're seeing higher prices as well. You know, to offset a lot of the supply chain bottlenecks they are experiencing, it's going to be an expensive holiday season. Start saving up, folks.
Well, absolutely, Brian. And prices are going up and inflation expectations are going up. We saw that in the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index earlier today. We saw consumer expectations for changes in inflation rising to 4.9% for next year. So again, accelerating from what we saw in October here. But we aren't necessarily seeing a major lack of interest in actually paying these higher prices. I mean, yes, we did see a little bit of a pullback in personal consumption in the latest GDP report, but consumers are still spending here. They do still have a little bit of that firepower left over from stimulus earlier this year. And I think the question for economic growth going forward and for corporate profitability is how much longer are these end users going to continue paying these higher prices? And when do we actually see a meaningful amount of demand destruction here? And I think that still remains to be seen as we continue to track these trends, guys.
What also remains to be seen, what happens with wages, which have not risen at this same pace. And so this inflation bite is perhaps most acute for those on the lower end of the income spectrum, those who have not been getting raises, those who have still not gone back out and gotten jobs post-pandemic as those stimulus checks run dry. I think that's going to be a really important trend to watch going forward. And I'm going to be watching that closely in the next jobs report, what those wage numbers look like as we see all these increasing prices.